Roman numeral 3. We need to see the Christ who was ministered by John for the dispensing of the triune God as life into our tripartite being. A. Christ was ministered by John as God in the beginning. This God is the very source of life and also the eternal life flowing as a river of water of life. B. According to John, Christ is the eternal Logos, the one who defines, explains, and expresses God. C. Christ is the only begotten Son of God, the one who declared God by the Word, life, light, grace, and reality. D. Christ is the eternal life, the divine, uncreated life of God, who is not only everlasting in time, but also eternal and divine in nature for his eternal dispensing. E. Christ is the giver of the Spirit, who is the triune God reaching us. When the triune God reaches us, God dispenses himself into us. F. Our Christ is the Son of Man, with the human nature. He is the Son of Man for redemption, to take away our sin and solve the problems between us and God, so that God might be dispensed into us. G. John ministered Christ as the Lamb of God. The redeeming Lamb is for the dispensing of God as life into man. H. As the Lamb, Christ is a propitiation for our sins. The Lord Jesus Christ offered himself to God as a sacrifice for our sins, not only for redemption, but also for the satisfying of God's demand, thus appeasing the relationship between us and God. Hence, he is a sacrifice for our propitiation before God. I. Christ is our advocate with the Father. The Greek word for advocate refers to one who is called to another's side to aid him, hence a helper. It refers also to one who offers legal aid or one who intercedes on behalf of someone else, hence an advocate, counsel, or intercessor. Small one. According to Revelation 12:10 through 11, Satan is accusing God's children day and night, but they can overcome him because of the blood of the Lamb. Small 2. Satan would accuse us of being unclean, unholy, and unrighteous, but God the Father would say, "Satan, look at Jesus Christ, the righteous one. My children have a good attorney." Small 3. We have to tell Satan, "Shut up, don't say anything." And then we need to praise the Lamb by saying, "Hallelujah to the Lamb, hallelujah for the blood." Small 4. When we shout hallelujah, life is dispensed into us once more. Christ, our advocate, is taking care of our case, so that life dispensing can continuously go on. J. Our Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. In the Greek alphabet, Christ is the first letter, Alpha, the last letter, Omega, and all the letters in between for the inexhaustible dispensing of life. K. Christ is the first and the last, the ever-existing and changing one. Small one, whatever the persecuting environment may be, the Lord remains the same. Nothing can precede him, nor can anything exist after him. Small two, all things are within the limits of his control. Christ occupies everything and everywhere.
Roman numeral 3, L. Christ is the beginning and the end. The beginning indicates that he is the origination of all things, and the end that he is the consummation of all things. Hence, the indication here is not only that there is nothing before or after the Lord Jesus, but also that there is no origination or consummation without him. M. Christ is the beginning of the creation of God. This refers to the Lord as the origin or source of God's creation, implying that the Lord is the unchanging and ever-existing source of God's work for the purpose of dispensing God into his chosen ones. This indicates that the degraded, recovered church in Laodicea has changed by leaving the Lord as the source. And Christ is the living one. In Revelation 1, 17 and 18, Christ said, "I am the living one, and I became dead. And behold, I am living forever and ever, and I have the keys of death and of Hades." For Christ to dispense life, he must be the living one to make the church the house of the living God. Oh, Christ is the Holy One and the True One. To the Church of Brotherly Love, the Lord is the Holy One, the True One, by whom and with whom the recovered church can be holy, separated from the world, and true, faithful to God. B. Christ is the Amen and the faithful and true witness. 1. The confusion at Babel destroyed the universal language, but two words were not destroyed, Hallelujah and Amen. Amen simply means that's it. 2. Amen is a kind of eternal yes. That's it is just Christ himself. Christ has a name, and his name is called Amen. That's it. This is for life dispensing. 3. Because Christ is the Amen, meaning firm, steadfast, or trustworthy, he is faithful and true as God's witness. Q. Out of such a Christ ministered, the children of God have been brought forth to have eternal life, to partake of the fellowship of the eternal life by abiding in the Lord and walking in the light, to be taught by the anointing, to enjoy the virtues of the divine birth with the divine seed, to be the testimony of Jesus. The Lamb stands as the expression of the triune God, to be the harvest with the first fruits as the expression of life, and to be the bride of the Lamb as his increase and satisfaction. R. Eventually, the triune God united, mingled, and incorporated with his redeemed, regenerated, transformed, and glorified tripartite people will become the new Jerusalem as the ultimate consummation of the dispensing of the triune God into man.